Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, here we are. It's after Easter, and already the strident voices on TV and radio are back to their normal reporting of the latest murder and the newest political scandal. Well, maybe they never stopped. I was just so tuned in to thinking about Easter, I stopped listening to them. However, my mind is still back on that Easter 2,000 years ago and the events following that incredible day when Jesus rose from the dead. So today I want to talk about those 40 days following Easter. You know, sometimes I think we forget just how incredible Easter and Jesus rising from the dead really was. But of course, he would have just been another Jewish man crucified had he not risen from the dead. And yet he did. And the world was changed forever. Think about it. Jesus is the only person in the world whose life was so amazing that they changed the calendar of the world because of him. I've also been thinking about the disciples and what they were doing this week after they found out Jesus had risen on Sunday, which the Bible calls the first day of the week. Thankfully, Dr. Luke, the only Gentile author in the New Testament who knew Jesus and was also a friend of Paul's, wrote an account of the life of Jesus. And so from Luke, we also have the highlights of what transpired in the days and weeks following the resurrection. Right in the beginning of his book, Dr. Luke explained why he wrote the book. He wrote, "Having carefully investigated everything from the beginning, I also have decided to write a careful account for you, most honorable Theophilus, so you can be certain of the truth of everything you were taught." Well, since Luke was there, we too can read Luke and be certain of the truth. Oh, what a blessing Dr. Luke's book is. Well, there's a wonderful song that tells us about the babe in the manger and then about his life to his resurrection. So here is Gary McSpadden singing that wonderful song, "He is Messiah."
No room at the inn, no place in their heart. A stall in a stable, not a kingly place to start. No pomp or splendor there, no royal robes that night. But a world wrapped in darkness could not conceal his light. He's not a baby anymore, he is Messiah. Not just a man they crucified, the Messiah. He's not sealed up in a tomb, he's alive and in this room. He is King, he is Lord, Messiah. An ordinary man, just a carpenter's son. They refused to believe that he and God were one. He touched them where they lived. They knew him by his name, but they never understood who he was or why he came. From an enemy's cross to the tomb of a friend, rejected by his own, not a noble way to end. But death gave birth to life, the grave became the womb that brought forth God's risen Son when he left that empty tomb. He's not a baby anymore, he is Messiah. Not just a man they crucified, the Messiah. He's not sealed up in a tomb, he's alive and in this room. He is King, he is Lord. He's not sealed up in a tomb, he's alive and in this room. He is King, he is Lord.
Yes, Jesus is our Messiah, and we are so blessed these 2,000 years later. Well, on this program, I'm talking about the events following the resurrection of Christ. Understandably, at first, the disciples didn't believe the women when they told them the tomb was empty and that Jesus was alive. One translation said, "However, Peter jumped up and ran to the tomb to look, and then he went home again to think about it." Oh, good old Peter. He ran all the way to see for himself. And then the Bible tells us that same day, two of the followers of Jesus were walking to the village of Emmaus, 7 miles east of Jerusalem. As they walked, Jesus came up and started walking with them, asking what had happened. Well, they didn't recognize Jesus, and so they said he must be the only one in Jerusalem who didn't know what had gone on that weekend. Well, it wasn't until they invited him to stay the night with them that they recognized him. So the next day, they started walking back to Jerusalem to tell the disciples about Jesus coming to them. And when they got there, the disciples told them that Peter had seen the empty tomb and that Jesus had appeared to Peter. So then they told their story about Jesus walking with them to Emmaus. And as they're telling their story, Jesus himself was suddenly standing among them. Well, the Bible says they were frightened, thinking they were seeing a ghost. So Jesus asked for something to eat, and they gave him some of the broiled fish they had, and he ate it while they watched. And then the Bible says Jesus taught them the scriptures. And Luke wrote that the Holy Spirit opened their minds to understand what he was teaching. Oh, what an amazing experience that must have been. I would love to have been there. Nevertheless, in our heart, in our spirit, we can have the same hope they did as we read for ourselves these accounts from the days following the resurrection. But now let's listen to a song by the group called GLAAD, singing for you the Easter song.
Hear the bells ringing, they're singing that you can be born again. Hear the bells ringing, they're singing Christ is risen from the dead. Risen, just as he said, quickly now, go tell his disciples that Jesus Christ is no longer dead.
He is
Just as he said, quickly now, go tell his disciples, Jesus Christ is no longer dead.
No longer, no longer dead.
Joy to the Lord, he is risen. Hallelujah, he's risen. Hallelujah, he's risen.
Hallelujah, he is risen. He is risen indeed. Well, I've been talking about the days following the resurrection of Jesus the Christ. You know, it's really amazing to think about and to realize that over 500 people saw Jesus after he had risen. Not only Mary Magdalene and the other women, but the disciples too. And yes, Jesus was with them, explaining the scriptures to them. And the Bible also says that Thomas, one of the disciples, wasn't there. And when he heard about Jesus rising from the dead, he said he wouldn't believe it unless he saw Jesus for himself. Well, 8 days later, the disciples were together again, and this time Thomas was with them. And Jesus came to them again and showed Thomas his wounds. Of course, then Thomas believed. But then Jesus said the most amazing thing. He said, "Blessed are those who believe without seeing me." And that, my friends, is you and me. We haven't physically seen the wounds in the hands and feet of Jesus, but we can believe. Yes, so when you experience doubt, take encouragement from Thomas. He didn't stay in his doubt, but allowed Jesus to help him believe. So if you doubt that the story of Jesus is real and that he rose from the dead to give us eternal life, find someone else who knows Jesus. Perhaps your pastor in your town or someone who can explain the scriptures to you so you too can believe. Or you can write or email me and I'll be blessed to share scriptures with you to help you believe. Well, now there's a wonderful song I want to play for you by the Praise and Worship Group, and they sing, "I Will Call Upon the Lord."
Yeah.
Yes, that's my prayer for you too, that you will call upon Jesus. He loves you so much, and he wants to be your Savior and Lord. Well, on this program, I've been talking about the days and weeks following the resurrection of Jesus. You know, it seems now in the world, once Easter's over, everyone just forgets about it, and the TV pundits go back to reporting all the bad news. But 2,000 years ago, those days following the resurrection were days of miracles and incredible events. Besides the people I already talked about, Jesus appeared numerous more times, and John wrote in John 21:25, "During this time, Jesus did many other miracles. If they were all written down, the whole world could not contain the books that would be written." Wow, how the people must have been blessed. So amazing. But one of the stories that John did write about is a day when Peter, who'd been a fisherman, says he's going fishing. So six of the other disciples decide to go with him. They fished all night and caught nothing. At dawn, as they're coming in, Jesus is on the shore and tells them to drop their nets again. Well, the Bible then says in John 20, verse 11, that they caught 153 large fish in the nets, and the nets didn't break. And when they got to shore, they found breakfast waiting for them. Jesus had fish cooking over a fire, and he broke bread and blessed it and gave them breakfast. And another time, Jesus appeared to all the disciples, and at that time, he commissioned them and us that we are to make disciples of all the nations. And then Jesus also gave us a special message of hope. He said, "Be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Well, this last song I want to play for you is one of my favorite songs, and it talks about the end of the age when Jesus is coming to earth again. Some of the words are, "When Jesus steps out on a cloud to call his children, the dead in Christ shall rise to meet him in the air, and then those that will remain will be quickly changed at the midnight cry when Jesus comes again." Oh, what a glorious day that will be. So let's listen now to Ivan Parker sing for you, "Midnight Cry."
I hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind, and it's closer now than it's ever been. I can almost hear the trumpet. Fulfill me,
When Jesus comes back, we will all be going home. Hallelujah. That will be a wonderful day. Well, I've been talking about the days and weeks following the resurrection of Jesus. So many people saw him alive. Mary Magdalene, the women at the tomb, Peter in Jerusalem, the two travelers on the road to Emmaus, the disciples, including Thomas, 7 disciples while fishing, later 11 disciples on the mountain. And then in Corinthians, Paul writes this: "After that, he was seen by more than 500 of his followers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died." Paul wrote that letter to the Corinthians about 55 AD, which was a little over 20 years after Jesus arose from the dead. What an exciting opportunity for Paul that must have been, to meet some of those people who were there listening to Jesus after he had risen from the dead. Well, later in that letter, Paul wrote that Jesus taught the 500 followers and performed many miracles. No, it wasn't just that they had a glimpse of him before he disappeared. No, he taught them. He taught them the scriptures and healed them. Well, with all these people seeing Jesus in those days and weeks following his resurrection before he ascended into heaven, it must have been a glorious time of history. And perhaps for us, the most wonderful thing of all is that we too will see Jesus if we receive him into our heart. And if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, find a pastor or someone who'll help you receive him as your Savior and Lord. And you can write or email me and I'll send you a little book I wrote about receiving Jesus, about walking with him. It's called New Beginnings. So just ask for it. And oh my goodness, our time together's over. I hope you've loved thinking about all the people who saw Jesus alive after he rose from the dead. It's so awesome to think about, isn't it? And do remember that Jesus loves you, he died for you, and rose again so that you might be with him and all of us in heaven one day. Well, this is Samantha Landy saying so long for now, and tune in same time, same place next week. My prayer is that you will choose to put your hope and trust in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at samanthalandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.